Hello and welcome to Adam Analyzes. My name is Adam and I'll be your host. This week's episode marks the return of a franchise that we haven't seen for a few years, and theatrically we haven't seen it in over 10. Which, if I'm being honest here, it's hard to believe it's been 10 years since we got a new entry in this famous horror franchise. I will say that maybe it's a good thing that we've had very few entries in this series, because as we know, if you have too much of something, it dilutes the product and people get sick of it after a while, which seems to be the case with a certain genre of film that used to be a reigning king in cinemas and was always a sure bet. Now it seems that all bets are off. But, you know, before I get too far into talking about this one, I think it's time we announce the movie. Starring Alyssa Sutherland, Lily Sullivan, Gabrielle Eccles, Morgan Davies, and Nell Fisher. This is the 2023 Lee Cronin directed Evil Dead Rise. Evil Dead Rise first drops us into some familiar territory where we see a cabin and things don't take long for all hell to break loose and give us a little bit of action as well as some surprising gore, which if you're familiar with the franchise, it shouldn't be all that big of a surprise in general. If anything, it kind of sets the tone and lets you know that this movie is going to be similar to the 2013 Evil Dead film, which is kind of a reboot quill, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But to boil it down with the simplest of terms, this film lets you know pretty early that it's going to go hard. And honestly, it's the one thing that fans like me of the Evil Dead franchise are expecting. We're also expecting some humor as well, which again we'll get into a little bit later. The film then takes us out of the cabin and puts us into a city setting, which is something we haven't really seen too much from the Evil Dead franchise, in the films anyway. We are then introduced to Beth, who is a guitar tech for a band and is now pregnant. She goes and decides to visit her sister, who is Ellie, a single mother who is newly separated or divorced from her husband. It's never 100% entirely clear. And she has three kids. Beth makes the trip to see her because she doesn't know what to do. She doesn't know if she wants to keep the baby. And while she's estranged from her sister, she really needs her sister's advice. We also find out that the high-rise apartment complex that Ellie is living at is set to be demolished in about a month or so. The place is condemned, not in great shape, but honestly, to me, it seems like a pretty nice apartment that she lives in. It's nice and big and spacious, but I guess there's other things that we don't see and aren't established in the movie, and I don't know why I'm actually talking about the architecture and how nice her apartment actually is. Anyway, Beth and Ellie, they need a talk. So, Ellie goes and sends her kids out to get some pizza, and when they come back, there's an earthquake. The earthquake goes and makes a hole in the ground, and you find out that the apartment is built over a former cathedral, and there was a vault at the bottom, and it broke open, and sure enough, there is a Book of the Dead, along with some records for translation and making sure that this is a proper Evil Dead film. Ellie's son Danny decides to play the records, however they don't play forwards, you have to play them backwards, which honestly is a nice little touch, and it kind of reminded me of the film The Gate, which isn't really that big of a horror film, it's a somewhat loved cult film, and it's not really that bad, it's kind of in the family horror genre. Not quite, but sort of is. So Danny plays these backwards and then all hell breaks loose. The mom, Ellie, she winds up becoming the first one to get possessed, and you have Beth who is realizing that her motherly instincts are actually kicking in and it's going to be a fight for survival, not just for herself, but for Ellie's children. That's pretty much it as far as the plot, so I do want to give a spoiler warning because there wasn't too many spoilers in that plot synopsis. So, if you want to go in with no spoilers whatsoever and are intending to see this one, I highly recommend stop listening now, come back here after, and just know that I really did enjoy this one. And if you're a fan like myself, there's a lot of things that happen that might bring a smile to your face, so I highly recommend it, especially if you are a fan of the series. So now with that out of the way, I can freely talk about the film. Of course, I don't want to throw too many spoilers in here, but they're gonna happen. So let's go and look at the good for this film. I mean, there are some inconsistencies, and also it may not quite gel with previous entries in the Evil Dead film series itself. But then again, the other films such as Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness didn't quite follow 100% events that happened in the previous entry. And I honestly am going to say that that's okay, especially with this film. Yes, it is a sequel to the Evil Dead franchise. It's a sequel to the Ash films. It's a sequel to the 2013 film. How, you may ask? It's now established in this film that there was three books. Of course, there was three books in Army of Darkness, however, they were supposedly decoys. So that is actually the one big thing that I really, really did appreciate about this one, because I was always under the suspicion that the 2013 Evil Dead film was not exactly a reboot, but instead a somewhat secret sequel. The only thing that doesn't quite make sense is the fact that Ash's car is there in front of the cabin rusting, but it's a nice little nod to the Ash series of Evil Dead films. But Evil Dead Rise, with establishing its new mythology of having the three books, for me it works. I know it's kind of a cheap thing for director Lee Cronin to do, who also wrote this one, but as someone who really, really hates reboots, it's great that, hey, everything is canon from here on out, and everything in the past is canon. I kind of really love and admire that they did this. Especially since I was always one of the people who was of the mindset of, why do you have to do a hard reboot and a complete fresh start? Well, money reasons. Why can't you just go and try to continue on what was there before? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but I definitely don't like the hard reboots, and I'm more of a fan of the soft reboot. It's even more of a great thing when it actually works, and for this movie, Evil Dead Rise, it actually works quite well. We're not getting a Texas Chainsaw Massacre, where that movie just didn't really gel and didn't work with the rest of the franchise. Another good thing about Evil Dead Rise is that it tries to please two different audiences. So if you really enjoyed the more extreme violence of Evil Dead 2013, well then you should be happy with this one. If you enjoyed the past Evil Dead films, the ones with Ash, as well as Ash vs. Evil Dead, with some of the more jokey moments strewn throughout, well, you should be happy with this one as well. It really tries to strike a chord to please everybody, and I think it actually works pretty well. We do get a lot of nasty moments throughout this one, but when it does break down to some of the goofier, more comedic moments, it doesn't feel too off. It feels nice to see again. Especially since we get a sequence that is ripped straight out of Evil Dead 2, however it's done in a different way and somehow makes it feel like its own thing, even though it's a nice little nod. Some of the nods to the past in the franchise are a little bit too on the nose, such as the pizza place that Ellie sends her kids out for the pizza. Well, it's called Henrietta's Pizza, and eh. That one honestly should have been left on the cutting room floor. The other good thing that this film does is that it actually strikes up a good amount of drama. The story between the two sisters, as well as Beth and not knowing whether she wants to keep her baby or not, I think it works great for this one. It gives us a little bit more of that drama that was included in Evil Dead 2013, because the whole movie was an allegory for drug use and addiction, with how it hurts not just the person that is abusing drugs and is addicted, but also the people that are trying to save them. Well, this one with the story of Beth and how she wants to possibly keep her baby, it's that she's not just fighting for herself and fighting for Ellie's kids to try to save them, it's that she's also fighting for her unborn child. It adds a good amount of stakes to all of the things that are happening throughout the movie. The other thing that the movie does well is the fact that it was taken out of the cabin. This is something that needed to happen. Yes, I want to see it return to the cabin occasionally, and I think that the cabin that was used in this particular Evil Dead film, I think just having it as a bit of a wraparound story as well as a possible sequel setup, which, by the way, is a sequel that we might never get, especially since they want to make the Evil Dead films moving forward a bit of an anthology series. And the main thing that would hold the whole series together is going to be the books, not Ash. A lot of people don't like the fact that the character of Ash is not really going to be involved, possibly ever again, in the franchise. It would be nice for Bruce Campbell to show up, or maybe some of the characters from Ash vs. Evil Dead to show up, but with the way Ash vs. Evil Dead ended, we all know that there would have to be some sort of time travel involved unless they want to go and set it somewhere between Ash vs. Evil Dead, maybe between seasons, but then it might get a little bit messy, especially since it's going to be tough from a storytelling perspective, and then it also may not work, so it's probably best if we leave that stuff untouched. I think that Ash vs. Evil Dead, as well as the episode of Creepshow, which featured the Book of the Dead, as well as Ted Raimi, I believe that it was almost a testing ground to see how it could work outside of the cabin itself. If there's one thing that the 2013 Evil Dead film totally got right, it's the fact that it used almost 100% practical effects. It only used computer animation for an enhancement of the effects themselves and maybe to remove some of the things that you shouldn't be seeing in a movie. Evil Dead Rise has plenty of practical makeup effects, however it does have a fair amount of CGI. Thankfully the CGI is not terribly distracting. It's not something that you're going to look at and it looks horrible, such as like the Thing reboot, prequel, whatever you want to call that, which overall is a good movie, but the effects kind of ruin it, especially when we know that there was practical effects involved. So while this one is not 100% practical, the CGI at least looks pretty good, and it doesn't look nearly as cheesy as some of the moments in Ash vs. Evil Dead. But I understand why for that they would have gone more CGI, because they didn't have a budget of a feature film. The one thing that Evil Dead Rise doesn't do very well is the pacing, because it does slow down a little bit. It allows us to get more of those dramatic moments. It's just that I wish it would have, once it kicked into high gear, that it would have been 100% intensity up until the end of the film. But we do get those little moments of relief. So let's move on to the characters themselves. Ash is not involved with this. Mia from Evil Dead 2013, her character is not involved either. And both of those were set up to be like the big action hero, the survivor of all the chaos. And yet we're forced to have a brand new set of characters because this is a reboot quill. I honestly think that's okay if they're going the anthology route. Maybe some of the older characters show up, but the new ones that they established here are not bad either. The kids add a fun little aspect to the film, and of course, they are not safe. There's only one that is safe, and that's because she's very young. If Lee Cronin would have decided to take her out, then I would have been amazed at that kind of ballsy move. Overall, I think Alyssa Sullivan as Ellie, I think she did a great job as far as being the main villain in this film. As with her tormenting her kids as well as her sister, it adds a little bit of a interesting change-up to the Evil Dead formula of the lead Deadite. And then, of course, Lily Sullivan as Beth. She would be the Ash or the Mia role in this film. And I honestly think that she's probably, as far as delivering her lines and being more of a badass, I think she did a better job than Jane Levy as Mia. For some reason, it just didn't feel right when she tried to say those badass lines in Evil Dead 2013. However, Lily Sullivan's delivery, it just feels right for the movie. One thing I did forget to mention, as we will get to director Lee Cronin's direction in just a moment, one thing I did forget to mention with this Evil Dead film, the Deadites themselves have a bit of a hive mind, and we get some full-on body horror moments. I'm talking about Society, Slither, The Thing. If you're thinking of how all those movies ended, well, we get a little bit of that here. Well, we get a lot of it here with Evil Dead Rise. It's something that, for me, it was completely unexpected. I do enjoy those types of moments because they are goopy and gross, and one of the things that makes a movie so that you won't forget it. And I guarantee you that once you see this, you won't forget that moment as well. Also, I do have to say that it, for the most part, makes for a pretty cool sequence towards the end, and also, again, it makes this ending to this Evil Dead film feel fresh and go in different directions. How come we've never seen this before? Well, different book means different rules. The final thing that I want to touch on is director Lee Cronin and his direction here for Evil Dead Rise. I think that his direction is pretty much spot on for doing something completely different with the series, as well as giving us those little moments that make it feel more closely related to the original series, which in my mind is a great thing. We do get a lot of those little moments that remind us of what Sam Raimi did with the original Evil Dead movies. However, it all somehow feels fresh. We never once confuse that this is not a Sam Raimi film, but it's done so well that it feels different enough, but still a part of the same series. Something that was sadly lacking in Evil Dead 2013, which I'm gonna say Evil Dead 2013, as far as a look perspective, it looked great. It had amazing cinematography, but I don't know if that necessarily fit the Evil Dead. One of the things that I did do after seeing Evil Dead Rise is seeking out Lee Cronin's previous film, and that is a film called The Hole in the Ground. That movie involves a mother and a son, and her son may not be her son after visiting this hole in the ground. That is a film that honestly couldn't be any different from Evil Dead Rise. However, it does showcase a very skilled director, and also it's a creepy little film that does share a little bit of a similar family aesthetic and aspect to the story that is with Evil Dead Rise here. So it's kind of a nice little cousin to Evil Dead Rise, and it makes me realize why Sam Raimi, Bruce Campbell, and Rob Tapper thought that this was the right man for the job to tackle this unique story set in the Evil Dead universe. Overall, Evil Dead Rise is a film that I really had next to no expectations for. I know I definitely wanted to see it because it was Evil Dead, it's a new Evil Dead film, and I haven't gotten one of those in 10 years. I was a little miffed when Ash vs. Evil Dead ended with its third season, and that's been off the air for another 5 years, so I've been a little starved for content. Especially since one of the things involved with Evil Dead, Evil Dead the Game, I had high expectations for that one, and it kind of fell flat for me. I guess it's kind of fun, but it's not really for me. So that is where I went into Evil Dead Rise with somewhat lowered and optimistic expectations. I was hoping that it would be a movie that I would absolutely love, and surprisingly enough, I did. I like this a lot more than Evil Dead 2013, which is a film that after 10 years, I finally kind of appreciate what was done with that movie, even if it's still going to probably be the odd man out in the series, especially since it's now canon. That doesn't necessarily make it bad. It is a very good horror film. It's just I was missing a lot of the more energetic moments from the Sam Raimi entries. It does seem that we are going to get a new Evil Dead film every 2 to 3 years, as Sam Raimi, Rob Tappert, as well as Ivan Raimi and Bruce Campbell, who are currently making a Bible of sorts for the Evil Dead universe and where it can go from here. I think that's actually a great thing. I hope that they don't dilute it too much and that it becomes tiresome and that the level of quality still remains high, because there's a reason why the Evil Dead movies are more than Ash, and that's the fact that they are fun films. For those of us that enjoy that type of splatter horror, it really is pretty rewarding and a good time, especially when you see it with an audience. Evil Dead Rise was a complete surprise for me, and hopefully it is for you as well. I'm going to close out tonight's episode. As a reminder, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Adam_analyzes. If you need to catch up on past episodes, you can do so at adamanalyzes.com. If you don't do the whole social media thing, you can drop me an email at adamanalyzespodcast@gmail.com. Also, if you're enjoying my podcast, why not tell a friend about it? Tell two friends for that matter. Or if you have a free moment, I would greatly appreciate a 5-star rating at the podcast listening platform of your choice, as that will allow me to continue to create new content as well as reach new listeners. But with that being said, remember to always be kind, and good night.